A 100th anniversary is something to celebrate, and Temesgaming has some grand plans to ring in their centennial, complete with fireworks, the opening of a time capsule, and other activities for residents to enjoy. Although COVID-19 put a damper on certain plans, and caused the organizing committee to postpone some events, outside activities are happening this weekend, and the postponed activities will come about next year, so technically, centennial celebrations will continue into 2022. The centennial festivities are a series of events for all ages, explained the centennial committee's president, Roxanne Major, where together we will remember our history, celebrate our achievements, and commit to the success and sustainability of our Temesgaming of tomorrow. It's a sign of success, Mayor Eve Aulet said of the centennial anniversary. Temesgaming has been through rough times, he said, especially when the CIP paper mill closed in 1972, which for many was the end of Temesgaming. But people got together, workers, former managing members of CIP, and they decided to create Tembec, which started in 1973 and provided an economic lifeline that basically saved the town, Mayor Aulet said. Temesgaming is a success story because of its people, he added, and the weekend's event is dedicated to that community spirit. Festivities light up tonight with an epic fireworks display. Regis Berube, the Lions Club's president, mentioned that it will be a big one, with fireworks visible from most areas of the town. Berube is also on the Centennial Committee, which was careful not to encourage too large of crowds from gathering, so they devised a new way to present the fireworks show. Instead of meeting at the golf course, which was an option, they are launching the show from a gravel pit on the north end of town. The elevation is high, and the show should be visible to most residents. Berube mentioned the parking lot at the IGA will provide a great vantage point, as will other nearby locations. Mayor Aulet plans to take in the show from his backyard, confident in the overarching spectacle the committee has planned. On Saturday morning, 9 a.m., the town is hosting a bike obstacle course, taking place on the bike path at the Lafort sector. From 11:30 to 1:30 a food fair will be set up in Thorin Park, aptly dubbed the Gourmet Route. Tickets to travel the route cost $25 and allows eager gourmands to partake in a variety of dishes from different vendors. After lunch, and also in Thorin Park, the time capsule will be revealed. For many, this will mark the highlight of the festivities. The Lions Club helped initiate the idea with the town after hearing from Mattawa, who had also taken part in a time capsule project. This was 20 years ago, and since 2001, that 24-by-48-inch metal box has been soundly buried near the water fountain in Temesgaming Park. We dug it out yesterday, Berube said, and they're going to unseal the capsule tomorrow at 2 p.m. As for what mysteries will be revealed, people will have to attend to find out. Berube also mentioned that they plan to reuse the capsule, and bury it next spring, to be opened at the town's 125th anniversary. Mayor Aulet will also attend, with plans of delivering a speech to mark the occasion. I always say it's the people, who define the character of Temesgaming, he said, adding that the town benefits, from the several cultures, within the region which gives residents so many reasons to celebrate. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.